Now with the news in detail, here's Vivian Traynor.
The PSNI chief constable has said he's not resigning despite calls for him to do so. Simon Byrne made the comments as he left a marathon meeting of Northern Ireland's policing board last night. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
An embattled chief constable arrived for what was expected to be a tough talking meeting. It went on much longer than anyone expected. Simon Byrne has been under serious pressure this week after a court ruled that he disciplined two junior constables who'd made a controversial arrest after pressure from Sinn Féin. The DUP said the chief constable had been influenced by political interference and called on him to quit. But after a seven-hour meeting of the policing board, he came out fighting. He said he'd no intention of resigning, and having taken fresh legal advice on the full court judgment, he was considering an appeal. It effectively means the issue of his leadership of the PSNI has been kicked down the road. Simon Byrne, who has survived a number of controversies in his 4 years in charge, appears to have done so again. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
In the United States, two former leaders of the far-right Proud Boys have been given long prison sentences for their role in the assault on the Capitol building. Prosecutors said Joseph Biggs was an instigator of the storming of Congress on the 6th of January 2021. Five people, including a police officer, died during or shortly after the riot, and more than 140 police officers were injured. Prosecutors had asked for a longer sentence, arguing that Mr. Biggs was a key figure in the attempt to overthrow the ratification of Joe Biden as president following his victory over Donald Trump. Another Proud Boys member, Zachary Rail, was sentenced to 15 years. Outside court, Joseph Biggs' lawyer, Norman Pattis, gave his reaction to the sentences handed down.
The results were harsh and we're disappointed. The sentencing recommendations from the professionals in this case, the probation department, were in the 10-year range. We thought those sentences would have been high. 15 to 17 years is too much.
The funerals will take place in County Tipperary today of Grace McSweeney and her brother Luke McSweeney, who died in last Friday night's crash in Clonmel, which claimed the lives of four young adults. They'll be buried in St. Patrick's Cemetery in Clonmel following 11:30 Mass at St. Peter and Paul's Church. A man in his 20s has died after he was struck by a bus in Dublin city centre last night. The incident involving the pedestrian occurred on the corner of Store Street and Amien Street at around 11:30. A section of the road remains closed this morning for a Garda forensic examination of the scene to be carried out. Road closures are in place at the junction of Amien Street, Store Street and Beresford Place in Amien Street. Lewis Red Line services between Abbey Street and Store Street have also been suspended and will remain so for some time this morning, resulting in disruption to Red Line services. Outgoing Republic of Ireland manager Vera Powell has strongly criticised the FAI following the decision this week not to offer her a new contract. The Dutch woman has described the association's World Cup review as flawed. Joe Stack reports.
Vera Powell last night reiterated that she had wanted to remain in charge of the women's national team and had begun contract discussions with the FAI in March. However, she says despite committing to issuing an offer, the FAI has reconsidered their stated position. Powell is critical too of the association's World Cup review process, describing it, in her opinion, as flawed, with its outcome predetermined. She also says discussions held with players and staff before and during the tournament undermined her position, insisting no head coach in the world would accept what she called interference of the executives in technical football affairs. The 60-year-old concluded that she leaves her role without regrets, happy and proud to have played a part in the team's wonderful journey over the past 4 years.
AIB has become the latest bank to increase its interest rates on certain savings products as well as on EBS savings accounts. The move comes amid growing calls for the benefit of European central bank rate increases to be passed on to savers. Earlier this week, both Permanent TSB and Bank of Ireland announced a series of rate changes to some of their deposit accounts. Ireland's largest music festival, Electric Picnic, is getting underway in County Laois today. 70,000 people are expected to attend the three-day festival. Joan O'Sullivan reports.
Picnickers are preparing to descend on Stradbally today with headline acts at this year's festival, including Billie Eilish, Niall Horan, Paolo Nutini, The Killers and The Script. For the first time, disposable vapes will be banned at this year's Electric Picnic, with organisers citing the difficulty in recycling them and their impact on the environment. A HSE drug testing programme trialled at last year's festival is returning and expanding to include harm reduction outreach teams. Festival goers are being advised to follow electric picnic signage and Gartha directions as they near the site rather than sat-nav directions. The weather will be generally kind to music lovers this weekend, with Saturday and Sunday expected to be dry. But scattered showers are forecast for today, with the potential for some downpours.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Low cloud, mist and fog in parts at first, clearing through the morning to leave a mix of cloud and sunny spells, along with heavy, slow-moving showers, especially in the Midlands, South and East, with spot flooding possible. Highest temperatures 17 to 21 degrees in light breezes.